I think you're the important.
Sorry, everyone. I had people waiting in the waiting room for a while, and I thought I was the one in the waiting room. So apologies for that.
Sorry, I've had technical difficulties, so I think we're through them now. Perfect. Happy New Year, everyone. Excited to have everybody on the call. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have hopefully everybody had a great start to the season, first week of program last weekend. I know conditions were pretty good overall, so we have to be pretty pleased, I think, compared to the last 2 years of green grass over the Christmas holidays. I think it was nice to see some snow and get some cooler temperatures. So awesome. So let's get started. Again, welcome. I think that we're really excited at Alpine Ontario to kind of see everybody kind of pulling together and really exemplifying this, leading us as a community, within the clubs and us collectively together, creating that accountability and working together has been really awesome to see. So excited. For our agenda, we have, the usual suspects. We have division updates, high performance updates, and a few reminders and some exciting events and things that are going on that we want to share. And at the end of this meeting, if we can ask all of the SOD folks to stay online, we just have some quick updates and things we want to share with you. So let's start off with our division updates. Do we want to start with the SOD? I know there was just a meeting that happened today at Dave's. Do we want to share, Jason or Jennifer?
Yeah, we're just anxious to get the season started. We're all happy that there's snow on the ground. So I think that's a good move from where we were last year. We're doing some final tweaks to some of our brackets, but I think we're on track. We're doing really well. So good start to the season. And we can talk more when we have our little SOD powwow after, for sure.
Awesome. Anything from any of the other divisions that want to be shared? Now would be time and the floor to do so. I know it's also busy times. Okay. So let's move along to our high performance programming update, if we can. To Joey, do
Joey.
you want
Yes.
to?
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here. Starting off, I think we're getting ready to roll out what we've changed. The name of the HP program is now going to be referred to as the Athletic Development Program. It's virtually the same concepts and idea. With a few little tweaks that we hope to roll that out within the next, I'm going to say two weeks or so. Fairly excited about it, to be honest, in that one of the things I think we've identified is that the need to have a stronger link between the athletes that are coming up as they're coming through their U14, U16, especially U16 level. And their interaction and being touched, if you like, by the development team program and that those athletes and those coaches. So that's going to happen. The Mont Saint-Anne project, a little on that. It's something that I think all the clubs in Ontario pretty much identified a need to increase and have a more time on the big skis, on the Super G skis. were successful in getting this thing finally up and running. It took a little time and just in the coordination with the Mont-Saint-Anne, but it's going. I have sent out information. If anybody here did not get something and they need it, please let me know. And I will send that to you right away. Especially because the Mont-Saint-Anne project is not that far away. So apologies in advance if I did miss anything, but trying to figure out where everybody belongs is part of the game here, I guess. A quick OST update. They've been skiing in the US for the last couple of days or week. Some fairly good performances, I think. I'm quite pleased with both the men and the women's program as far as the results they're getting. I think they seem to be falling into place, and we're getting into some pretty busy times. So I'm quite excited. I think that's about it. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, Joey. So we just have some reminders here for U14 and 16 O Cup. Pat, did you want to speak to these?
Sure. If there was one change in the O Cup calendar that we made a couple weeks ago, it's for the race coming up this weekend, so I wanted to highlight it again. The men's field women's slalom has been moved to the Saturday. This was done to help accommodate several teams that are heading up to the Mealy Cup. So please take note of that coming into this weekend. Both races, men and women, will be on the Saturday this weekend. The course setters and ref list has been posted and shared. I've also included the link here. And we've also got all of the base lists underway. The U16 obviously was set for last weekend, and the U14 will be ready to go for this weekend. Your club will receive the start order prior to each of the O Cup events. We're all set on that front. I think we're also, I'll make the announcement, excited to announce our new Alpine Ontario Competition and Programs Manager, Tori Johnson. Tori's on the call with us tonight. I guess I'll share some of the key responsibilities so you know who to message if you have any questions about these subjects. O Cup calendaring, setters, refs, points and selections, S Cup support through the winter season. So she's taking over some of those responsibilities that Sean Letton had in the prep period. So she'll take on questions and comments and navigating any issues with team scoring or issues that you might have. She can be a point of contact for you. Team Ontario coordination and management for the U16 Easterns, Can-Ams, and Whistler Cup. Bids and management of our marquee events. Athletic committee oversight, U16 ADP and special project coordination, logistics communication, and the HP athlete data tracking.
Anybody? I'm just on a club call with these AUA things.
Joey, you've got your mic open.
You're up. You got it.
Hold on. I gotta go.
If I didn't scare Tori off with all those responsibilities, welcome Tori. We're excited to have you join the team, and welcome to the community here.
Sure.
And of course, we have her contact information. She's got a new alpineontario.ca email. It's tjohnston@alpineontario.ca. AlpineOntario.ca. It's at the end of the it's in the contacts with the rest of us back there. So you'll be able to get her contact information there. Sorry, Tori. Would you like to say a few
Thanks.
things? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to be here. Definitely a change from being on snow all winter. Now I get to stay warm inside. So, I mean, I'm not going to complain too much. But anything you need, just let me know. Happy to help in any way I can.
Awesome. Welcome, Tori. We're excited to have you on board. It's going to be a great season. Wanted to share that we have now added this KeyCross events onto our website under the Events and News tab. There's a direct link there for this KeyCross schedules, and this is a copy of the latest KeyCross schedule. Additionally, we have added a link for invitationals as well, and that's also under the Events and News tab. And this is a copy of the latest invitational. Moving on to our specific projects, I'm going to introduce Jacques or ask Jacques to speak to all of the various programs that we've got going on.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year, as Tori said. So we'll start with the Racer Up projects. Discussions are happening with the ODST and Joey, and we are trying to find some dates that work to integrate our U16 athletes with the ODST as much as we can. So pay attention to announcements and emails that should be coming out shortly on that. Most of you are aware of our Ski Up Skills Days. There's already quite a few people that are registered. So, they're coming up quick. So, pay attention. First one is at Caledon, it's our slalom skills camp, and it's always a great opportunity to ski all kinds of slalom environments. Second one's at Beaver Valley Ski Cross. I'm looking forward to exposing our younger athletes to as much ski cross stuff as possible. And then the last one is our speed and movement skills opportunity at Osler, just preceding the Kids Buell event. Last year was the first year we did that, and was very popular. So, take opportunity to sign up for these events. They're great chances for your athletes to ski as much as possible with kids from other programs, building friends and relationships, and great coaching at the same time. So, you want information, you can follow the links below, and everything is currently posted on the AOA website.
Super. And is there a limit in capacity, or do we just keep hiring more coaches and
I mean, at some point we'll have to cut it off, which is seems to be an issue a little bit. So we ask that you make the deadline by, I think, well, I can't remember exactly what the deadline is, but try and get the registrations in. It's always hard to find coaches at the last minute. So yeah, no limit at the moment.
Yeah, I think ideally it was a week before. Awesome. Coach up.
Yeah, so again, working with Henry on this one, the racing for the OST this year is proving to be away from Collingwood a lot. So we figured we would work with the ODST, still a great opportunity for our coaches to spend time with that team and their coaches skiing at high performance, and they're around more in Collingwood. So I think it's probably a better opportunity for our coaches to spend time with them. So just pay attention. You can use that registration link if you're interested, or coaches that are interested, and then we can communicate with those coaches as to what dates we're planning on doing this.
Super. Then women in coaching.
Okay, well, this has been one of our most successful programs over the last few years. Well attended, all kinds of opportunities for our women coaches out there to gain experience and be in a high performance environment. We are expanding it a little bit this year in that we will do a little bit less on the on snow portion with an event. We don't have a NORAM this year to work with. So we'll be offering two webinars, one in January, one in February. We will be doing an in-person activity in Collingwood Pay attention for announcements for that. And then our on-snow event needs to be determined. We just need to determine which event we want to pair up with. But pay attention to announcements in regards to this. Anyone interested in this, just follow the link. We can get your information and then we'll communicate from that with you.
Thank you. And Sarah, you
Jack,
want to?
just a question for Jack. Any restrictions on that from numbers or you've got it across all levels, so
For women in coaching,
yeah.
no restrictions in numbers.
Okay, awesome.
The more, the merrier.
Yeah, and I think we're trying to open it up a little bit by including these the webinars to be able to reach more people across the or more women across the province to be able to join in the conversation.
I think that's great. Thank you.
Awesome. Coach education update. Sarah, saw
Yeah,
that you
thanks.
were here. There you are.
Thanks, Maria. Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks, as everybody knows. We've had a very successful early season course schedule. We were able to move 181 coaches through the entry-level courses at 17 different clubs. So I just want to thank all of you who were able to host a course for us and the accommodations that you made for us. We're very grateful for that. And we've got some great new coaches out there for the clubs. And we've got some new learning facilitators as well, which is awesome. We were able to train a whole bunch more, which was great. We also were able to put 23 coaches through the DL course at a few different locations with a few different facilitators. So that's pretty exciting. And hopefully we'll carry the momentum to have more coaches sign up for the DLs that are coming up in March at Georgian Peaks. We also have the PL course on the schedule right now. We are already actually have four coaches signed up for it, which is great. That'll be happening as a coach collaboration with SQA at Mont-Tremblant in April, registration link through SnowRidge. And then the next couple events that happen sort of for Coach Ed during January and February are the speed modules that are open to all coaches who are able to participate, whether they bring athletes or they don't. We have four opportunities for that at Searchmont, Craigleith, Alpine, and Mount St. Anne. The registration links again are on SnowRidge. This education opportunity is provided at no charge to the coach participants, and it's a great opportunity, except for the online fee that has to be paid for the online speed module portion of it. But it's a great couple of days to spend with some speed facilitators and just really helps that those coaches learn more about an important part of our sport. In addition to that, there will be a ski cross module, and we're hoping to host that, I believe, Jacques, we said after just after the World Cup, right? At Craigleith, I would think. And some more details to come for that. Coach licensing deadlines, I've been in contact with, I would say, all of your clubs, just supporting with membership and whatnot for getting everyone licensed by the January 31st deadline. Please, if you have more credits that need to be issued or lists that need to be entered, please send an email to me and send all of that my way. I'm happy to help you with that. And Jacques has already spoken to the Women in Coaching initiative that we're excited about again for this year. And that's all for my update today. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, moving on to the officials. I'm not sure if Marcus is here, but perhaps Jen
Yes,
wants to
I
speak
can
to
speak to
the
this.
officials.
So there is
Okay,
one more
great.
update coming up on January 14th. If we're missing some officials after that point, again, coaches and officials, you need your updates every 2 years. We recommend every year. But and thanks for everybody who did come out to the updates so far. So we're really pleased about the attendance for those. There is also a level two coming up online. And that will be again hosted online in 4 nights, I think it is. So it's on the AOA registration site. If there's a need for another update that towards the end of January, we can figure that out. So let me know if you are missing a lot of your officials. Okay. And thanks again for the officials who have registered this year.
Super. Awesome. Thank you. So this is just a reminder slide for all of your resources for your competition rules. As if there are any updates or anything like that, we're making sure that those are up to date, and they're on the resources page, but obviously they're here as well for your reference. Okay. And I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware this year, Mackenzie is doing an enter to win contest. So they've already done some draws. They're going to be doing these draws ongoing. And so I certainly would encourage everybody to take the opportunity, share this out to all of your members, and make sure that everybody is enrolling and has a chance to win. There's lots of great prizes there. So just wanted to share that out. Also wanted to just talk about some of the fundraising opportunities that are happening. So obviously, we still have the Stop the Bleed kits. These are obviously great resources for all of the coaches to have on the hills. So do let us know if you're interested in getting some Stop the Bleed kits for your club. We have the AOA Expects limited edition goggles. We do have those on sale right now, 40% off. All the proceeds go towards athletic development, which is great. You can directly donate to athletes on Snow Athletes, which is another way to directly direct funds towards the athletes as they're working through their season. And then we also have Donate-A-Gate, which we're working on. Or also, you can also donate a bundle towards the team, and you can inscribe a message on the gate, and so they'll be on the hill with the team as they're training. So there's those opportunities, and then also wanted to share out again that we want to work in conjunction with the clubs if possible, and offer a donation bundle that you can include in your athletic development fundraiser night that usually most of the clubs have. And we would donate, speed suits and shorts and various Ontario team gear that can be auctioned off, and then we would share the proceeds, and a portion would go towards your club, and a portion would go towards athletic development with Alpine Ontario. So just let me know if you want one of those. Oops. And of course, coming up this weekend, I want to make sure everybody is aware, on the heels of the fifth race at Alpine, we're really excited to be hosting this apres party. It's open to everybody to come on out. The whole team will be there, the Ontario team and the Ontario development team. And of course, we have extended alumni invites as well. So it should be a good night, and we'd love to see you out there and join us. So hopefully we will see you on Saturday. New business really is just a reminder that the Wednesday night training nights are happening, hosted by Glacier Racing, which is obviously a great opportunity for a lot of clubs to get out there and get some extra time on the hill. So be sure to register for those training nights. And really, our next meeting is February 12th. So that's our fifth meeting, which is kind of crazy that it's already our fifth meeting, but the season's flying by. So at this point, we would like to make sure that the SOD people stay on, and everybody else is welcome to join or to leave the meeting at this point. Again, I will share out the slides as well as the recording of the meeting. Doc, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thanks, Maria. Just wanted to add that the Strive app and program from Alpine Canada is up and running. It is the new iteration of the Snowstars program. So yeah, if you'd like to check it out, I think it's a lot more interactive using mobile technology. So check that out, and then we can discuss a little bit more on our next call. And I'll be discussing it with coaches as I'm out on the hill and at clubs and seeing how people are able to use it. So yeah, check that out.
Super. Awesome. And then, oops, yeah, here we go. So for the SOD portion here, Pat, you wanna give us a kind of a breakdown on
Okay,
that day?
well, I'm relaying information that I just got
Oh.
fresh off the press. I don't know if Jen wants to jump in too if I say anything incorrect, but we did make a post a few weeks ago of the SOD program guidelines. This is where we've taken all the information from many different documents for SOD racing and put it all into one program guidelines. It has information about race eligibility, the different S Cup, O Cup, race parameters, team scoring, awards, all kinds of stuff is in this one document. That sits right below our provincial competition rules on our resources on the website. So you can check that out. I will note there's one change that's going to happen, which is related to the last point on this, is that the date for entry for the S Cup qualifiers is being adjusted. It's now going to be February 7th, where on the guidelines, I think it says February 12th. But let's talk about the S Cup brackets. The SOD committee just met about an hour ago. There will be some minor updates to the brackets, which Jen mentioned. We're working to post those updates and communicate to clubs. Like I said earlier, the S Cup qualifiers, this is for S Cup athletes wanting to have a shot at going to O Cup finals. There's going to be a standalone event hosted on February 21st. The details about how to submit your interest is in the SOD guidelines, but essentially, you'll need to submit your quota of athletes before February 7th at noon that are interested in competing in that qualifier. And then finally, I think we're still looking for a couple of hosts for S Cup finals. So if you have any hosting availability the weekend of February 22nd and 23rd, please reach out to Tori or anybody on the SOD committee. Tori's probably the point of contact for this one to lock this in. But essentially, it's a U14 and a U16 race we're looking to slot in on that weekend. And maybe I'll turn it over. Jen, was there anything else that I missed, or you want to add clarification to any of these points?
No, you did a brilliant job, Patrick.
Thank you.
I did have a question, though, about the brackets. Is it going to impact the schedule for racing?
No, there should be no impact. It was just a few shifts that needed to be made, so nothing major.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments around SOD racing, S Cup or O Cup, or either of the two?
Will we know by tomorrow morning those changes to the U12 brackets?
I believe so. Yeah, I think they're already solidified, so it's not a not a big problem, Tom.
Perfect. Thank you.
The team scoring details will come out too to your race admins, so we should have clarity on that this week as well. There should have been training, but if there still needs to be clarity, if someone needs more support or assistance, please let us know.
Okay. Well, if there's no further questions, we can probably adjourn.
Brilliant. And welcome, Tori. We're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you. Everyone else is all too.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.